We are learning Masech the Saita Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines in the bottom. It says in the pasuk Vayikutzu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. It says in the pasuk that Vayikutzu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael means that they got disgusted from Klal Yisrael. What's the lashon Yikutzu? Malamet Shadoim Beinayim Kekaitzim. Klal Yisrael was like thorns in the eyes of Mitzrayim. They had so many yidden around. Mitzrayim were getting so nervous. It was like thorns in the eyes. Vayividu Mitzrayim Mipnei Yisrael Beferach. So what does the word befarach mean? Machlokes. Rab Omer, what does the Omer of a perach? They start off a perach. They said they started paying them, like Rashi says, and they moshchum bedvarim. They said, it's part of your responsibility. For the city to help out. You have to help. Everyone has to help out, and they gave him money. That's a perach. Rashmul Rachmina Omer befricho, which means hard work that breaks the goof. The pasuk vayit says veimoru es chayim avoy de kasha bechaymer olveinim uvechol avoy de besada. That's the pasuk. So Gemara starts like this. In the beginning, all they had to do is make cement and bricks. They had to do everything. And the pasuk says further, this befarach means because this is already after doing all the avoda. But what does it mean all the avoda? That means they gave the jobs like the tailoring and the cooking to the men, and the ladies put out in the field, and that made it very hard. Here it definitely means befricha, because here definitely it was hard work. Darush Rav Avira. In the schar of the Noshim Sekonis that were in that dar, Klal Yisrael was Nigalu Mimitraim. Why? It gives you the story right here. When they went to get water, in the water, Hashem made it land up little fish, Bikadeim, in the little jugs. Half what they shepped from the water, half was water and half was fish. And they put up two pots on the fire, one with warm water, one with fish, and they brought it out to the field to their husbands, and used to wash them, let them wash the warm water, and smear them, and give a good meal, good fish, and give them to drink, and they were niskak to each other between the fields in like these the borders where there was fences on both sides, a private place. And that's when niskak to each other, and that she became pregnant. She never says in the pasuk, in tishkuvum bein svesayim. And it says in that pasuk, what's the end of that pasuk? The pasuk reads like this, in tishkuvum bein svesayim, kamfe yoyna nechba bakeseh, vareseh b'rakha charetz. And the Gemara explains that b'schar tishkum bein shvatayim zochu Yisrael b'zis Mitzrayim. Because of this, there was zeicha for the riches from Mitzrayim. Shneim says the pasuk, kamfe yoyna nechba yoyna is referring to Klal Yisrael nechba b'kasef. They got covered with kasef v'aseh and their wings be rakach choritz with nice gold. The kibbutz, what happens after they came pregnant? The kibbutz was abroys boss b'tayim. They came to the house. The kibbutz gives mom really day. And this is after the gzera that they had to take all the kids and throw them into the water, so they didn't want to give birth at home. So what they do? Hayelachas v'yaldus b'sada. They went to the field and they had the babies in the sada, like tachas hatapuch under the apple trees. So now it says in a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. It says tachas hatapuch araticha. Shama chibalascha. The aritikha means the oyer to the baby to come out. The shama chibalascha and chevel leida. They had the babies under the trees. Vakaris baruch hu shaleach mishmei and they left. Vakaris baruch hu shaleach mishmei marim. Mishem yankir mashapa yisun kechayuz v'shvaras avavlad. Vakaris baruch hu sent a malach from mishmayim to clean up the babies and make the bones straight, like a midwife does when the baby's born. Shenema says in the pasuk that there's no one to cut the umbilical cord of mayim le'rachasta le'mishi v'amelach le'malach. There's nothing there to diaper the baby. No one there. The malachim came to do it. Umelakit lahem shnei egulim, and they gave, and the malachim gave these children two egulim, which Rashi says looked like a kikar, like a little roll. One was made out of one supplied them with shemen, with oil, achas shemen, achas al dvash. Shenem, yikim dvash, misela, v'shemen, v'cham, v'shur. V'kivin sh'mekirim v'amitzrayim. So all of a sudden, Mitzrayim saw a big colony of people somewhere in the fields. So they said, "Let's go. What's going on there? A lot of Jews there." Bon lahargam, they came to kill them. But naslam neis v'nivlam bekarka, they got swallowed in the ground. Mavim shvar, so he said, "Oh, bring." I saw people there. So mavim shvarim, they bring their cows. V'charsim agabim and ducharisha. Shnem alagabi charsu charsim. And I said, "Nothing happened." The next. After the stream left, they popped out of the ground like Esav Asada. Shadem, like says in the pasuk, we read this in the Haggadah. Revava Kitzemach, Revava means the multitudes. Revava Kitzemach Asada Nesatich, Vitarbi Vitigli, Vitavoy Ba'adi Adoyim. That's what it says in the pasuk. We darshan Ba'adi Adoyim to mean, Bo Shemisgad, they came with big herds of people, of children came, and they, like imagine the guy sitting at home one day in the middle of his, you know, eating his after a long day of work, and all of a sudden he sees like 80 kids pulling up. Hey, they're saying that's your, it's my kids. Oh, Givaldik, how you doing? Kishnigla Akaris Baruch Hayom Hemikiru Tchila, and when Akaris Baruch was Nigla on the Yom. They recognize Hashem first. No, they recognize the Shechina because they were brought up Kav Yachal with the Shechina in the fields. So it says in the pasuk, we'll see later on Daf Yud Beis that there were three gzeiros. The first gzeiros was nothing to do with the Mashiach and Shal Yisrael. The first gzeiros was they saw that they were multiplying. They said, you know what, killing all the boys. So they tell the Meyaldos, you got to kill all the boys. That was the idea. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayomelch v'charam v'yaldos ha'ivriyos." So read the whole pasuk. It says, "Asher Hashem v'achas shifra v'shem v'ashenis pua." The next pasuk says, "Vayomer v'le'etchem as ha'ivriyos v'yisim alavnoyim in beinu." If it's a boy, that meet him. I said, "Kill him." V'mbasi v'chaya. That was the idea to get rid of all the boys, and therefore they'll have the girls for themselves as nus, and they're going to kill all the boys. There'll be no more klai yisrael. That was the plan. So who are these Meyaldas? Rav Shmuel, the pasuk says Shifra Pua, but who is Shifra Pua? Rav Shmuel, Charam Isha Abita, it was a mother and a daughter, but Charam Kalav Chamoisa. Mandam Isha Abita, who was it? Yecheved and Miriam. Mandam Kalav Chamoisa, who was it? Yecheved and Elisheva. Who's Elisheva? Elisheva is Aaron's wife, which is her Yecheved's daughter-in-law. So either was Yecheved and Miriam, or Yecheved and Elisheva. It's interesting because at this point, Pashtus, the Aaron was only 3 years old. Aaron was only 3 years older than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't born yet. He's only 3 years old, and he was already married to Elisheva. It's a shtikla aura. I didn't see the aura, so I'm sure someone speaks about it that it was a little young to have a daughter-in-law, but I guess it's possible. Tanya, the Moshe says, Tanya, what the Brisa command the Oma, Isha Obita. Isha Obita, we have a Brisa like the Lenin says, it was Miriam and Yecheved. The Tanya looked at the Brisa. Shifra is Yecheved. Lomni Kor Shifra. Why is it called Shifra? Shemisha Paris is Avlad. Because she made the Vlad nice. She made it nice. Dova Acha. Shifra means Shiparo Rabu Vishal B'Yemeah. That the Klai Yisrael multiplied in her days. Pua, which is lesson of talking. Zu Miriam. Lomni Kor Shifra Pua. She used to pay to the Vlad. She used to coo to the Vlad and make the Vlad comfortable. Rashi is a little different what Pua means. Says, it means also the same type of idea. You talk, you make jokes, or you soothe the baby. She's a poyah ruach kodesh. Also, wasn't talking and screaming. She was poyah ruach kodesh. She said, "I said a nevuah. I see that this is Miriam. I see the image tail bench Mashiach Yisrael. There's going to be a time when my mother is going to give birth to the Mashiach of Yisrael." Taisa says, "Shaisa pua levlad means pirsh ben chanano loichashos lechisha." She says certain lechisha v'yotza avlad. Kamoisha oisin elu achshav oz neisha. Do it now. They said, Taisa said he did it. He's whispering in the ear and helped the baby come out. So it says over here, "Vayom bilatchem es avriyos v'reisim al avnoyim." My avnoyim. What's avnoyim? What's stones? Amar chanan simen godel masalehem. Omalehem v'shosha kras leled. Because what Rashi explains, because the Yoledah said, you know, they're going to claim that they had a baby, but the baby was an eifel. What should we do? So he said, "I'll give you a simen." V'shosha kras leled yarchaseh b'tzdanis. The thighs get cold, kavanim like stones. So you'll know then that they're giving birth, and you'll take the baby and kill it. V'istam v'kirsiv v'avnayim means something else. It doesn't mean stones. It's the place where a uman sits. V'istam v'kirsiv v'ered beis hayoytzer v'hinei hu oisim alocha ala avnoyim. It means when the blacksmith did his work, he sat on his bench called Avnoyim. My yoit is that Yerach Mekan v'Yerach Mekan. He sits on it. He puts one thigh on this side, one thigh on that side. Over Sadam b'Emsa, in the middle is a Sadam who does his work on this Avnoyim. Af Isha Yerach Mekan v'Yerach Mekan v'Avla b'Emsa. That's why it's called the birthing table. Is called the Avnoyim. In Benu v'Amita Ma'isoy, Omer Chanina Simagol Maslehem. He said you could tell if it's a boy or girl as it comes out. You don't have to pick up the baby to check it. You can chop right away. And if we can smother the baby, that's what Pirate told him. He told him big simon. Ben, panav l'mata. When a ben comes out, a boy comes out, the face is down. Bas, panel l'mata. The face is up. I don't know if that's what Matthias told to this day, but that's what he says. And like Rashi says, k'derech tashmisha, if you want to remember the simon, ben, panav l'mata, bas, panav l'mata. Vatirena hamayal zalekim, le'osu kashdiba aleim, says that the Miyadas feared Hashem, and they didn't do what Pari told them to do. What's the Lashon Aleihem? Lehem Abay Aleihem. Om Rav Yitzhak Baruch Nino. Aleihem is the Lashon of Iske Bia, Vakaviyavay Aleha. So you see from here that Pari is Tavei them. Melamed Shetoval Vaveir, Vlein Ispu, but they didn't listen. Then said, Vatachayana Seyaladim. Don't only say that they didn't kill, also it says Vatachayana. So it's sounding something more than just not killing the baby. Tana loy dain shloim isoy sanel Hashem esvikos lehem mayim mazon. Used to give them mayim umazon. But toimre v'tamarna mayalos al pari. The pari said, "What's going on here? Why not killing the baby?" So he said, "What do you want?" They said, "Kiloy kenoshim amitzriyos evrios." They're not like mitzriyos ladies. They're evrios. Ki choyes seina. They're choyes, which pashas means they're midwives themselves. He never tarim tov aleihem mayalos vilado. Before I come, they already gave birth already. There's no tzad that the Pari wanted them to take a baby and kill a baby. That's barbaric. So what he wanted to do is to make believe while it's coming out to smother them. But the time they came, the baby was born. So he said that they're like midwives themselves. My chayas, ilim chayas, mam, which means midwives. Well, it doesn't help if you're a midwife. You still need another midwife to help give birth. You can't do it for yourself. So Mar says, no, chayas doesn't mean here midwives. It means a chaya, like an animal. This umma, Klai Yisrael, is compared to animals. Yehuda, it says gorari. Don, it says badon, yidon achash, like a snake. Naftali ayalo shlucha is like a ayalo. It's a type of in the deer family. Yisachar, I'm not sure the English word for that. Yisachar chamor garam. Yisachar is a donkey. Yosef is a b'char shar, it's like an ox. But Yom is an av yitroi, it's like a wolf. And the ksivbe, the shatan that say the lashon of animal, ksivbe, like ksivbe, ksiv, it says a general term about Klai Yisrael, ma imcha levia ben arayis, ravtza, it's a lion between the arayis. Vayik yoram ayal zelkim, Pasuk says, when they feared Hashem, what happened? They got a special schar, v'yaslehem batim, he made them batim. Rav Shmuel Chalam Bate Kuno Leviyah means that Miriam was Zeicha, that out of her came Kahanim and Leviyim. The Chalam and not only Kahanim and Leviyim, but also Bate Malchus. Mandam Bate Kuno Leviyah, Aaron and Moshe. Aaron and Moshe came from Yecheved. From Yecheved, I should say Miriam, from Yecheved. Came from Yecheved, Aaron and Moshe. Both Kahanim and Leviyim. Mandam Bate Malchus, David, not Miriam Kasi. David came from Miriam. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk. Now, now next Gemara and the Gemara on tomorrow's Daf Taf Yibes, we're going to darsh in this psukim that talk about Kalev. Kalev ben Yefuna married Miriam, and they had Chur. So it says in the pasuk about Thomas Azuva vayikach loy Kalev as Ephras vatele as Chur. And we darsh from Thomas Azuva means that she got Tsaras. She actually got Tsaras not in times of Moshe, in times when she said Lashon HaMoshe, but before that, earlier on, before even Moshe was born. Also, she. Adam before that time also, she already became, she already had a teras, and no one wanted to marry her. Therefore, she's called Azuva. And Kalev still took her for a wife. Yikach loy Kalev as Ephras, Tala as Chur. She's called Ephras also. Azuva is Miriam, yeah. And Ephras is Miriam. But Thomas means she got teras, if it's like she died. That's what it means. And she got better. Yikach loy Kalev as Ephras, Tala as Chur. Because she got better. David ben Ish Ephrasi, so you see, David HaMelech came from Ephras. And in the next Gemara, we'll darshan more of his psukim. Yet Shema, we'll clean out the next shir.